Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 15th. Overnight, we had corn up a half a cent at 539 and a half, May wheat up a penny at 639 and a half, and May beans down 3.5 cents at 1409 and three quarters. A little bit lower in the beans as Argentina looks to get good rains this week, 30% in the next couple of days, half inch to an inch coverage locally, 2 to 3 inches, and then later toward the week, 70% coverage, again, half inch to an inch, and locally, 2 to 3 inches. So that puts some pressure on the beans. Brazil also wet. I don't know that that's particularly helpful right now. It's going to slow down their harvest, but I think they're in fairly decent shape, and I think what we've lost in Argentina, we've pretty much offset in the Brazilian crop out here. We didn't see any exports to start the week here this morning. We'll see what the inspections say at 10 o'clock. We're expecting a big crush number, 168.6 for February. That's going to be a high number if we get it for February time frame. I think the most important thing for the week here is the expanded price position limits in the grains. The funds are going to be able to add substantially to their positions if they want to. The question is, you know, do they want to? If you look at these markets, corn, wheat, and beans, fundamentally, and meal and oil, the oil has been the only one that's really had much strength, and that's been holding up the beans. But overall, I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. We know that Malaysia is going to try to increase their production as they do cyclically this time of year, and I think that ought to take the heat off. But we did make a new contract high in the oil overnight, so that's a little bit helpful for the grains. But if the funds want to come in, I've always said, in my opinion, the funds have more money than sense. They want to come in and run this thing higher just because they've got a place, they need a place to put the money, well, then we're going to move higher. There's no question about it. If they don't, I think the fundamentals really point to markets that are probably overbought here and need some kind of a sell-off. So, you know, it's really going to be about the funds and what they want to do. Do they want to rush in here? I don't know. We'll have to see. But I just don't think the fundamentals justify expanding limits at this point. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.